This is going to be the first time in a long time Australia's played anyone except New Zealand. Are you looking forward to assessing where the team is at against one of the best sides in the world?
Absolutely. It's going to be a great challenge coming up against India. We've played them in some really big games over the last few years, and they've shown that they've got some world-class players and certainly very competitive. So we're really excited about the challenge and the opportunity that we've got. Playing across the three formats as well is something that we're really excited about. So they've been playing a little bit of cricket over in the UK recently, so they'll certainly be match hardened, and we're going to have to be on our game right from the start of the series, which is something we're looking to do. So, but all in all, it's just a great opportunity to get out there and play against a really good team and test ourselves to see where we're at heading into a big summer.
And how do you personally deal with any sort of uncertainty around where the series might be played and what conditions you'll be in?
Just go with the flow, LJ. It really is just about adapting and dealing with what's in front of us. Obviously, the schedule that's come out looks really exciting, and then playing the test match at the Wacker is a great prospect. But we understand in these times that things change really quickly, and we've had a little bit of a go at it over the last 18 months, and I think we've done a good job so far. But it's another challenge this season for everybody to make sure that we're able to change things really quickly and not get too flustered, I guess, and have ways in which we can deal with that and are supported off the field. So we feel like we've got a good mix at the moment. But again, it's going to be important to sort of move on the run and see what happens.
Cool. Thanks, Meg.
Mel, do you want to jump in next?
Thanks. Hey, Meg. First of all, just you mentioned that India have played quite a bit of cricket, and several of their players now playing in the 100 as well as having that series against England. Just wondered who may have really impressed you over there that you're really looking forward to facing in the series.
Yeah, I think they've got so many world-class players. Rodriguez has actually had a really good 100. Maybe it may have been a little bit quiet in the series against England, but she seems to have found some form. Shefali Verma obviously is playing extremely well as well and very dangerous. And, Mandana and Cora are some of the top players as well. So they've got a number of players in their team who are really dangerous. But I guess having seen those players play over there a little bit, they look to be in good form and something we're certainly going to have to be prepared for. And it'll be a good test for our bowlers and batters to be able to come up against them and play well.
And just, it's been a long time now that you've been able to toss Megan Shute the new ball and make use of her swing early in the innings. So how are you looking at using using what will be a bit of a new look bowling attack in this series and perhaps missing some of the swing and early wickets that Megan often supplies?
Yeah, there's no doubt that Megan not being there does leave a bit of a hole and one that we've gotten used to having her around so much, and she's such a consistent player. So we'll certainly miss her, but like Flex was saying before, we've got a number of fast bowling options, and it's something we've been working on building that depth in that area for a while now. And bringing Stella Campbell into the mix is really exciting. She brings some real genuine pace and bounce. We've got Darcy Brown who was in New Zealand not too long ago. So put that with Taylor Vlamic and Elise Perry and Annabelle Sutherland, we feel like we've got some really good options there. So to be honest, I haven't quite looked at who might take that new ball. But the exciting thing is we've got so many options there to look at, and it just provides such great opportunity for players to step up and see what they've got.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, Mel. Andrew McGlashan, we'll come back to you.
Thanks, Lucy. Hi, Meg. Just to follow up on Mel's question there about the bowling attack, I mean, for a long time, and obviously it's sometimes conditions-based, you've learnt a lot on your spin bowlers, and I know you haven't played test cricket for a while, but do you think there might be a bit of a change of emphasis coming along here, given the depth of pace bowlers you're building, and particularly with a test potentially at the Wacker? Do you feel you might go quite pace-heavy against India?
Yeah, I think that's certainly an option that we feel we can look at. We've got some good depth in both spin and pace bowling options now, which I think is really important. And I guess that is an advantage of having the bigger squad, it gives you more sort of variety to choose from. So, you know, we often pick out our teams on the conditions, the opposition that we're playing against and what we think might suit best. And, you know, generally at the WACA, pace is the preferred option. I still think spin can play a really important role in taking the pace off. So we're going to have to get the balance right. And I guess there is a little bit of unknown in terms of what that balance looks like and what personnel we bring in. So we'll work through that in the next little bit. But yeah, certainly some great options there with the ball. And all of them bring something slightly different, which I think is really crucial as well. You need that variety within the attack. So yeah, I'm really comfortable with the options that we've got within the squad. It'll just be about seeing what the conditions are and the opposition that we're coming up against, who's going to be opening the batting, you know, where they're batting and things like that. So we'll work through that, and it'll be really exciting to see where we end up.
And in the ODIs, will you have a firm eye on World Cup plans? You obviously had the tour to New Zealand that gave you a look at those conditions a bit in March and April. Will you now be starting to firm up what you think, if there are any positions you're sort of thinking about, that you'll firm up those plans during the ODIs now this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, every ODI game that we get to play over the next sort of 3 or 4 months is going to play an important role in getting us to that World Cup. We're sort of firmly set on winning this series against India. That's an important marker for us. So it's getting that balance right between, you know, getting some experience into players, working out what our best method is, what our best team is, but at the same time, trying to win every game. And that's what we'll be trying to do. So it's just getting that balance right. But I guess, you know, an advantage of some players being unavailable for this series has sort of allowed us to do that without having to make too many changes. So that is sort of an added bonus, I guess, of being able to give people opportunity and find out, you know, what roles they might be able to play for us. But, you know, the most important thing for us is trying to win each game that we play, and India are first up, and we'll certainly be looking to do that.
Thanks, Meg. Cheers.
Scotty Bailey.
Meg, just one on Taylor. Obviously, she's someone who we've spoken about for a number of years now and has had a lot of bad luck in a lot of ways. With Meg out, is this sort of her chance to, I don't want to say come of age, but I guess reach that level and sort of lead the attack in a lot of ways along those beds, Pez?
Yeah, look, I've seen Taylor sort of up close over the last 6 months working on her physical ability and bowling skills as well. And she certainly puts in a lot of hard work, and she's been very unlucky with her injuries so far in her career. And you sort of just wanted to have a really good run at it, you know, at some point. So yeah, she's certainly in our plans to try and, you know, become, you know, a really important bowler for us. And she's got some attributes that are very unique and, you know, really challenge batters from different perspectives. So, yeah, she's obviously worked very hard to get back. We're looking forward to seeing her throughout the series and throughout the summer as well. I think that's the important thing for Taylor, is that she has the potential to play, you know, for many years for Australia. And it's just getting that balance right between making sure she's ready for key games and, you know, trying to get that experience into her.
Is she back to, like, does she look like she's back to 100% now, and there are no sort of concerns around her fitness, and just in terms of the work she's done through the winter, is she as fit as you've seen her, or where are things at there?
Yeah, she's done a lot of hard work in the gym to get strong and on her bowling action as well. So she's been building throughout the winter. So she's sort of just working up to her full pace and full speed. So that's something important for her too. She doesn't need to peak too early. It's about getting her ready for the right times and getting that really good base into her. So she's been working away at that. You know, I've seen a lot of her over the last little bit, and I've been really impressed with the work ethic that she's put in. So yeah, it'll just be about her building up to that really full pace and 100%, and then seeing where she gets to from there.
And last one for me, are you sort of on any standby at the moment to have to leave Victoria early and head to a camp and go into quarantine or any of those kind of things as borders change and sort of everything changes around the country the way it is?
It changes very quickly these days. Look, to be honest, every player within the squad's ready to move around at any point. You know, we know how quickly things can change. So at this stage, we're sort of just planning on the schedule going ahead as it is, and heading into a camp before that. So at the moment, that's the message we've been given, but we also have got information that, potentially things could change really quickly. So we need to be ready for that. So, sort of just going with the flow a fair bit and reacting to what's in front of us.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, Scotty. We'll go last couple here, guys, if we can, starting with you, Ross.
Thanks, Luce. G'day, Meg. Just to follow on from Scotty's question there in terms of sort of going with the flow with everything that's happening now. Should we temper expectations potentially on given on what the team might be able to do when you all actually come together, seeing as you're not having the normal lead-in, you're not having normal camps? Obviously, there's new players in the squad and players that we've come to expect to be there every game aren't there as well. And so do you temper your expectations as well, or how does that work?
Oh, I think I'm heading into this series really excited with the squad that we've got. And yes, we are missing some experienced players, but I think that the young players that we've brought in deserve their spot. They've performed well at the domestic level. So, I think our domestic competition really prepares players to play well internationally. So, there is an element of unknown. We haven't been together for quite a long time. We haven't been playing any practice matches, but to be honest, and we spoke about this a little bit, is, these days there is no ideal or perfect preparation. It is sort of, you just got to deal with what's in front of you and make the most of it. And we've got a really good base behind us in terms of hitting lots of balls, playing lots of games in previous seasons, that you just need to call upon that experience and trust yourself a lot. And that sort of does, challenge people. But I think we've dealt with that really well so far in the last 18 months, and this series is going to be no different. As I said, there's a lot of unknown heading into it, but we're just going to focus on what we can control and trust in the work that we've done, and whatever preparation we get to do, then that's going to be good enough, because that's just the way it goes at the moment. You just got to deal with what happens, and looking forward to working through that. And as I said before, we go into every game trying to win and aiming to win. So that certainly doesn't change from our perspective.
And just quickly, what sort of level of communication have you had with your teammates, obviously scattered around the country, even the coaches in a different state? I mean, how often, how regular are you doing Zoom chats? Are you filming your net sessions? What's sort of going on there?
We've had some regular catch-ups online, especially over the last month or so. Some going through COVID information and others talking a little bit more cricket specific. So it's been nice to reconnect with everybody over the last month or so. And we've dealt with that as well as we can, and feel like we're in a really good spot in terms of how we want to approach it. And in terms of the cricket skills, the state programs that we've got currently are really well run, and there's a lot of ways you can sort of communicate and get vision across to different coaches. So I guess one benefit of COVID has been the communication and ways you find to still get what you need, and I think our processes have been really good in that regard. So it doesn't really feel like we've missed out on too much, apart from being able to come together as a group, which we'll hopefully be able to do pre the first game. So yeah, we think we've prepared as well as we can in the circumstances, and we've still got a little bit of time to go as well. So, so far, so good, and looking forward to the cricket kicking off.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Russ. Jono, we'll head to you.
Thanks, Lucy. G'day, Meg. Sean alluded to it earlier, but this is the biggest summer of cricket coming up for Australian women's cricket team in a long while, and massive year with World Cup and Com games. But the excitement of just looking ahead, getting to play two test matches in the summer, one against India and one against England, two really big opponents. What are the excitement levels like amongst the girls, knowing that they'll be able to pull out the baggy green, and for some players win the baggy green and play for Australia wearing such a prestigious cap in the richest format of the game?
Yeah, it's something that we're all looking forward to. One test match every 2 years has sort of been the process over the last 5 years or so, and to be able to play two tests in one summer, both at home against extremely good opposition, is something that we're all looking forward to and extremely excited about. So hopefully we get to play at the venues that they're slated to be played at. I think the Wacker is an excellent venue for women's test cricket, and it's just a great sign for the game, and a really exciting move that we've got India playing as well. I think that they'll play test cricket extremely well and bring so much to the sport. So everyone I've spoken to is really pumped for it. We can't wait to get out there and you know, just looking forward to it all starting.
And just one on you and your personal form and goals. I don't know how much you've been able to do during the current lockdown in Melbourne, but missing out on the last home Ashes series through injury, how much has that driven you to get out on the field this time in Melbourne, touch wood, all goes ahead without a hitch, and perform well in the home Ashes?
Yeah, I love playing in Ashes series. They're really competitive. Two sides who know each other reasonably well and, you know, always make it a good challenge for each other. So, you know, I love playing in those contests. So certainly excited to play on home soil and fingers crossed we can get some fans to the games, obviously, depending on the situation. But, you know, it'd be great to come up against England again, who are always, you know, a great team to play against. So I'm looking forward to that. And just the summer in general, I'm really excited about it. It's the biggest summer we've had, you know, three extremely big series and tournaments and then the Comm Games on the end of it. It's an opportunity that doesn't come along very often and might not come along again in the time that I'm playing. So I can't wait to get started. You know, I've enjoyed pre-season, but certainly ready to play some games now.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, Jono. And Dan, we'll wrap up with you.
Thanks, Lucy. Hi, Meg. Just a question specifically about Test cricket. In the past, how have you, I guess, prepared both mentally and physically for playing test matches? And how would that change if you were able to play more long-form cricket, whether it be tests or I suppose you'd say first-class matches in the future?
Yeah, I think it is one of the challenges with playing very little test cricket is how do you prepare and how much time do you spend on it, you know, given that you're actually playing mostly shorter format cricket. So, yeah. The test match in this series is in the middle of the series again, as it has been in the past with England. So, yeah, I guess, you know, in this pre-season, it's just doing a little bit of block training where you sort of just put time aside where you're going to specifically work on facing the pink ball, which is just, you know, obviously that obvious first difference, but just sort of what your game plan is going to be. But for me, I haven't really thought about changing too much. I think... yeah, it's very difficult to change how you play, especially when you've done it for so long, and sort of try and make that work. So I won't be trying to change too much. You've obviously got a lot more time and you don't need to perhaps push things as much as you would in the shorter formats. But I think, and it's probably a general thing from the batters especially, is just trying to play as naturally as you can while sort of adapting slightly to what the time limits are, I guess. So it's always a challenge. I'm not sure we've got it perfect yet. I'm not sure what exactly it looks like. You know, the more we play, the better we'll get. And that's why it's so good that we've got two tests this summer to hopefully show how good the format is and what we can do in it.
It sounds like you wouldn't mind being able to say what the guys say, which is, I just need more time in the middle.
Everybody wants more time in the middle. So that's the best place to learn, I guess, and sort of see where you're at. So, you know, it's obviously not as simple to get up and running. Everybody wants to be batting out there. But, yeah, I think we're learning more about the game. And as I said, the more we play, the better we'll get. So it's an exciting summer and looking forward to it.